From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock, August 20th. Five from the leagues, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Yes, Premier League star No 31. Welcome to our Who Am I? The rules are simple. Each day, there's a new footballer, and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score. 4 or 5 points is exceptional. Kevin Walters has signed a 3-year deal with St. Helens to take the reins at the club. He is currently the Australia head coach and will lead them at this autumn's World Cup. Round 24 of Super League continues on Thursday, August 20, live on Sky Sports. St. Helens have announced the appointment of Australia boss Kevin Walters as their head coach on a 3-year deal from the start of the 2027 Super League season. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player and clues set by BBC Sports' Joe Reindl. Next, second, from Sky Sports. St. Helens appoint Australia boss Walters as head coach. As the Kangaroos' head coach, Walters guided Australia to a 3-0 whitewash over England in last autumn's Ashes series. Up next, third, from BBC Sports. Sport Football. Premier League predictions 2026-27. BBC Sport pundits pick their top four. Arsenal ended a 22-year wait to be Premier League champions last season, but can they successfully defend their crown? That is the next target for Gunners boss Mikel Arteta, whose side finished 7 points clear of nearest rivals Manchester City last time out. So, who will challenge them in 2026-27? We asked 26 BBC TV and radio pundits to pick their top four, with explanations for their selections. We've also asked AI's opinion, and included what Opta supercomputer came up with too. Advent. Fourth, from Awful Announcing. Amin Elhassan weighs in on NBAYLS behind dispute over Clippers investigation. To me, open and shut case. The NBA's investigation into Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers appears to be reaching its final stages, and the dispute over the ultimate ruling is spilling into the public. The saga began nearly a year ago, when the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast published an investigation showing evidence that the Clippers worked with arena sponsor Aspiration, an environmental firm, to circumvent the salary cap and compensate Leonard beyond his contract. Next, defender completes transfer for a reported fee of 20 million euros, $33.10. Australian players have now made post-World Cup moves. Jens Dagerud, Alessandro Zaccotti has become the latest Australian international to be snapped up in a money-spinning European transfer, as he hailed his move F. Rom Parma to Benfica as a privilege. Fifth, from The Guardian Sport. A huge honor. Socceroos World Cup star Alessandro Zaccotti seals move to Benfica. Following Lucas Harrington's move from the MLS to become Australia's only Premier League player at Hull City, and Nestori Arancunda joining Benfica's great rivals Sporting from Watford, Zaccotti has been signed by the Portuguese Giants for a reported 20 million euros, $33. Up next, 6th, from PFT Alt. Multiple first-year NFL players win TRO for 5th year of college football. And now we know why multiple college players have been hounding NFL agents about first-year players from the class of 2022 who may soon be cut. Via ESPN, 3 former Ole Miss starters along with 30 other NCAA athletes won a temporary restraining order allowing them to return to college for another season. 16 football players were parties to the lawsuit, and 3 of them are currently listed on NFL 90-man teams. If released in a roster cuts from 90 to 53, they'll be allowed to return to college. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, go read his free at zoofoday.com.